The NFL is ready to kick off its annual college draft, and experts agree it's one of the most unpredictable additions in recent memory. Most believe the first player chosen will be a quarterback, but perhaps the top prospect in the draft, Georgia defensive lineman Jalen Carter, may have to wait to hear his name called. Carter pleaded guilty to reckless driving in connection with a fatal street race that killed a college teammate, and he showed up out of shape for his audition with the pros, then couldn't finish the drills. That seems to make him a poor fit for the kind of tough, selfless team the Detroit Lions are trying to build. Yet the Lions, who own the number 6 overall pick, have frequently been linked to Carter, who would fill a need on Detroit's defensive line. The player he would line up beside if Detroit drafts him, Lions defensive tackle Lee McNeil, says the team could use a player with the talent Carter possesses.
I don't for a second believe, you know, any of the stuff that I've seen in the media about him. But, I mean, have you watched him play? I mean, he's a dog. He's whatever everybody says he is. I've definitely seen him play. I watched him play live. But, yeah, he's really, really good. But I don't really believe what the media is pushing out. You know, I like him as a football player, and I believe that he's a better person than what they're trying to paint him to be.
The Lions coach, Campbell, and the GM have said a lot about trying to build this tough, positive culture with the team. Did you really find that? Is that really a thing that you find on the field and in the locker room?
Yeah, 100%. You know, how they come off in the media is, like, literally who they are, like, 100% of the time. So everything that they're preaching to the internet and everything is what they're saying to us, and that's what we believe in. That's what we've been, you know, working towards achieving as a team.
Do you have to do anything different when you're kind of trying to play that way? I mean, you've been in a lot of different teams. I mean, how's this compare to some of the other ones in college or wherever you were before?
That is the culture that we want to build as a team. Of course, but every culture is pretty much kind of the same way. It's just done in different ways. I would say at NC State, compared to where I'm at now, we were the same exact way. We were literally the same exact culture from the bottom up. So I would say for me, I wouldn't say like an easy transition going into this, but I felt this before, you know, coming from college. So
yeah, I was wondering, I mean, you were a rookie not too long ago, a rookie draft pick. How hard was it to adapt, not just to the Lions, but to the NFL?
I would say it was definitely a hard task. But, you know, having great veterans and great leadership around me helped it become an easier transition. You know, just being able to listen and work behind them and see the things that they do, whatever it is, recovery or on the field, you know, just different little things. I wouldn't say it was the worst thing ever, but it was definitely a hard transition.
Well, you're hosting the NFL alumni's annual Detroit draft party. It's the first time it's taken place since the pandemic began. Just what is that party about, and how did you come to be the host?
I actually came to be the host through one of our security members, Mo. And Mo, he connected me with Mr. Ron Rice, who actually had met my parents like way earlier before on a flight, which is actually crazy. But I became to be the host through them. And basically, the event is a fundraiser. And it's also an enjoyable event for the community to be able to come out and have fun.
And that's something important, it seems, for the team, for yourself, trying to reach out to the community?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Being involved in the community is a huge deal, especially for me personally. I mentioned in Mo that I wanted to be able to do so, and this is one of the first things I've done. This is very small and minuscule in a way in regards to things that I really want to do in getting involved with the community, but I think this is a good start, it's a fresh start, and I think this is something, you know, just something enjoyable on both sides.
What kinds of a party is an Aleem McNeil-hosted party like?
We'll have to see. I've never hosted one, so...